Welcome into week number two of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us once again.
Yeah, hey, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, we'll first start off here taking a look back here at week number one. Tough matchup against a Glenwood team that came out and played pretty well against you. I guess your thoughts on what maybe your team did well and what didn't go well for you here in week one.
Some positives out there. We threw the ball pretty well. That's kind of a little bit of a surprise for us there that we were thinking our run game was going to click a little bit better. But it shows all the hard work the kids put in the summer. Garrett McLaren had a good night receiving the ball. Dayton Templeton, Ethan Sturm caught a ball. Carter Pellett was out there. But Caden did a good job of distributing the football, and I thought we did a really good job of solid pass pro, getting him some time, and we made some really good catches out there.
Yeah, that's a good thing to take away from there. And then, of course, on the other side, Glenwood able to do some things, mixing it up a little bit, mostly, I guess, getting it done kind of on the ground, and then it kind of snowballed, I guess, towards the end of the game. But your thoughts there defensively, maybe what you're working on here this week, taking away from that one?
Yeah, we had a solid first half there. It was 7-0 for a while there. We got a pick, took a shot, and then fumbled the ball. After that kind of snowballed there in the second quarter. They got the ball inside the 30 and then scored right before half and had a big kickoff. Kind of took the wind out of the sails. So it was definitely an eye-opener for some of them because it's a lot of our kids' first time starting varsity. We had 9 new guys on defense, 8 on offense to replace, and some of those returning guys are in different roles for different spots that we need them in. So it's definitely new for a lot of them, and it's kind of an eye-opener there. But we were hanging with them for the most part in the first half, and then our run game couldn't get going, and Glenwood's run game couldn't be stopped. So definitely controlling the line of scrimmage, not being able to get a big stop, or being able to push the ball, get a 3rd and 2, 3rd and 1, a couple times getting stuff there is just kind of takes the wind out of your sails and really tough to bounce back from. But hoping this week, new team, new energy on our side, that we'll be better to run the ball.
Well, and you mentioned up front, you do have a lot of new guys that you put into that spot as well, and it takes a while maybe for guys to gel and get used to each other and make sure that they know what assignments are, those types of things. I guess what do you think needs to be the biggest improvement here from week one to week two for that group to have some more success?
Our group for up front-wise, minus Hunter, returning Wepler, is all brand new, including tight end, so that's 5 new guys up there. But they get along really well. The gel, the hogs, as they call themselves, they go, they wrestle together, they blew football together, they did spring wrestling with their Greco, their freestyle. Some of them are related, they're cousins. So they get along pretty well, so the gel's there. Now it's just the physicality. They got the size, the game speed hopefully is starting to slow down a little bit, but the physicality and speed of the game is what we really need to get used to up front. And then a daily basis of doing that every single time rather than taking some plays off here and there.
Well, you turn the page now here to this next challenge here against a team that you're very familiar with in Kemper Catholic. There's been a couple of really close games that you guys have been able to pull off the last 2 times that you've been there. 3rd straight year that you make the trip to Carroll Stadium as well, so that's a little bit unique. But you know that this is going to be a tough, hard-fought game, and the guys, I'm sure, may be a little bit excited knowing that going into it.
Yeah, the town of Carroll in general has great facilities, football field, baseball. I'm lucky enough to be there at both of them. With Merchant Park and Carroll Stadium. It's amazing. It's great to see. But yeah, we're used to the drive. We played our freshman varsity game there and then went there on the Tuesday and played our JV game there as well at the Kemper's Fieldhouse. So the kids are really used to the drive to Carroll. So it's something not that you're ever used to, but it's kind of a familiarity being on the road. So it's not like our first drone game is in a foreign place like going to Knoxville or Saydell that the kids haven't been yet. So that's kind of nice to have that familiarity. Going to Kemper High School, then we hop on the bus, then we head down to the field. It's kind of a routine that we kind of have down. So that's nice to have there. But again, Kemper's not going to give up on anything. You talk about the close games, they don't give you an inch. They've had phenomenal athletes. They still have phenomenal athletes. It's a lot of siblings, a lot of cousins, a lot of brothers there that those names don't really change, and the athletes are all around the field. They're going to be a tough matchup. Across the board, O-line, D-line, wide receivers, DBs, they got guys that can fly and make plays all over the place.
When you talk about line of scrimmage, that'll be something that's very important in every game, but this one I think more so maybe some than others because they really do like to keep the ball on the ground and try to pound it, run it right at you. They learn a lot of those quick little dives right up the middle. When you got a back like the Vanami kid who's pretty tough, they like to stick to that, and obviously that's going to be a challenge for you guys to try to measure up to that and slow them down.
Yeah, he's a physical, hard-nosed runner. And then Potabom at quarterback is an outstanding change of pace guy. You don't have to take the ball out of his hands to change the speed of the game. It's definitely ground and pound, and then the next thing you know, Potabom pulls it, and then it's speed off the edge. So they're definitely looking to run the ball. I would, too. I'm trying to as well. Like, that's how you win football games. The other team can't score if you're continually running the ball, continually milking that clock, continually getting those first downs. So it's definitely something that you try to stop. They're a tough run game, and they're going to be probably trying to do the same on the other side of the ball. So it's definitely a tall task that hopefully our guys are up for this week. We've been working on it all week in practice with the physicality of the run game and making sure you're playing assignment sound, smart football.
When you look at them on the defensive side, how are they going to line up against you? Kind of what are you expecting there, and what maybe do you think will work well against them?
It's a pretty true 4-4. For the most part, they're sitting in there, and they got four great athletes that can run, so they put them at linebacker. They're maximizing where their athletes can be at on the field. They like to send them, blitz them off the edge, up the middle. They've definitely, you can see back when they had Gunderson, their tendencies on their edge rushers are really good. They like to bend a hard corner. They like to come off the edge. So it's going to be a tough task for our tackles to make sure that we're going with that speed rush, that bend there. A little bit different than Glenwood style, but they're going to sit in that 4-4. They're going to send backers, and they're going to definitely blitz heavy. And we're looking to definitely try to exploit that if they run up field a little bit with our fullback game, our trap game, trying to get them going really hard one way and then bend it back the other.
Well, in having some success against a team like this the last few years, I know it's a lot of different kids out there now, so it, you know, changes a little bit, but that probably gives the guys a little bit of confidence knowing that these have been good and hard fought close games. You have an opportunity to go there and get a win on the road.
Yeah, they've had our number in freshman and JV the past couple years, but they've been close. They've been one score games here or there. One big play has been the difference in those games, and the kids know that. It's definitely a competitive close game that's kind of starting to develop into a little bit of a rivalry here, being in the district, out of the district. Always good teams, good competition. Kemper's always been there to play a freshman game, been there to play a JV game. We haven't had that luxury in the past. We only had like two or three freshman games last year just because of different scheduling, different size schools, and Kemper's always down to play football. It's a testament to their program and their coach that they're trying to get as many games with as many kids as possible, and they're getting after it. I think it's a really great program and definitely a game that we want to keep on the schedule just because it's good competition. It's definitely the way that you want to play football.
Yeah. Well, in both teams here in this particular matchup are coming off, you know, disappointments in week one. They played a really tough Logan Magnolia team that they didn't have a lot of success with until late in the game as far as getting some points on the board. I guess, how have you seen your team respond? Obviously, it's disappointing when you lose that opener and in a fashion like you did, but, you know, you got to put it behind you and move on to the next week. Do you feel like your guys have done that?
Yeah, our seniors stepped up. You've seen it in practice. The older guys, even our juniors are now older guys because they're in that role. We only have eight seniors that play for us, that they've definitely stepped up in a big way. They've been more vocal practice. Monday, we watched a lot of film. It was kind of uncomfortable at times when your name gets called, your number's being said, but they took it in stride. They did a great job, and they just want to get better. We sat there, and we kind of talked like, hey, you know, this is your first start. We can only go up from here. We can only get better. And we've definitely seen that with our upper class and our captains. Garrett McLaren, Ethan Sturm, Tanner O'Brien, and Miles Mundorf have done a great job leading the team, being those vocal guys, running around and making great plays in practice. And we just hope that it carries into the game.
Well, in your first opportunity, obviously, to go on the road here this year, I'm sure you had great support last week with the home opener. You certainly would encourage a lot of folks, if they can make the trip up to Carroll, to come support the guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great facility. Nice, awesome, open venue. Carroll's done an amazing job of that, so it's great. I always love going on the road to see other places, experience new things. There's no shortage of things to do in Carroll, but if you can't make the game, I know there's a great KJAM that has the live stream there if anybody needs it. But we'd really love to see everybody in person and definitely come out and support the boys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's another week of Trojan Preview. And again, we will have that game coming up for you tonight here on the radio and also the video on KJN TV. That's Trojan Preview here on KJN.